So, we're doing a Metro Boomin' and Future album review in 2024.
Why?
I mean, it's called We Still Don't Trust You. I don't trust them to make a good album. So, there's that. So, let's just get right into it. If you're looking for a good time here and you think that this is like Trap King GOAT vibes from Future, it's not gonna be. Metro Boomin', I will give him, legendary producer, never really liked Future all that much. He's got a couple bops that I really liked, but you know, we're talking about like a decade later that they're still releasing it, and this is the same shit that we've heard from Future over and over and over again. I mean, he is up there in the trap goat talk. I get that. I'm not the biggest fan of trap music. I think there's a lot of other rappers that do it better than him, like Gucci and Jeezy and stuff like that, but Future was never my guy. He has a lot more melodic tracks, and you know, it's a lot of him just mumbling with auto-tune and just saying the same shit over and over again. As for the beats part of things, you have Metro Boomin. He's doing some weird, like, 80s type shit, and then he has more melodic trap beats or whatever. I'm gonna be straight up honest with y'all. I didn't even finish this album. It fucking sucked. It was not good at all. I couldn't bring myself to finish the rest of the album. When you're on Apple Music and you're looking at some of the things that they're, some of the tracks that are on there, you know how they have like the little dot for like the fire ones that are like trending or whatever? All of them were at the very beginning of the album, and I was just like, there's really no point in listening to any more of this because it's gonna be the same shit over and over again. All he's talking about is sipping lean and fucking girls. And he's just saying, I'm pretty sure in the first 8 songs he said bad bitch at least 150 times. I don't think we really have to get into much more of it. Like I said, I didn't even really listen to it. It's the same old Future thing. We're doing it a decade later. Bro, you're like 40. You can't be rapping about trapping and fucking bitches anymore. Elevate your music. I understand that it's trap and you like it kind of stays in the trap. That's why it's called the trap. But, I mean, do something a little bit different here, because it's like 10 years later and we're still seeing the same thing over and over and over again. Metro Boomin, honestly, from what I've seen, didn't have much impressive tracks or anything like that. It's just repetitive. It's something that we didn't need in 2024. It's time to grow up. Do your 50 Cent, do your Diddy. Oh, well, I mean. Okay. But do that type of stuff. Become an entrepreneur. Grow your brand. Don't necessarily need to release music anymore. It just doesn't make any sense because all you're going to do is get clowned. Now, maybe they're not going to get clowned, which is rough. I don't see how people can actually sit here and like this album. But I think that that just shows how bad the hip hop industry has become. All of it is this mumble rap garbage that they sell to these kids that have no like music theory at all. They don't understand what good hip hop is, and it just continues to, it's a vicious cycle. It just continues to feed the bullshit that they're putting out, this dumb mumble rap, and it sucks. It's hard to watch. There's other rappers out there. I know that there are rappers out there who like are still doing good stuff that have lyrical rap, that have good cadences, you know, all-encompassing music, but Future and Metro Boomin are not one of them, have never been one of them, and it kind of shows in this album. So I'm just gonna go ahead and wrap it up here. This doesn't need to be a really long one. You guys get the fucking picture. To be honest, I'm gonna give this out of 10 a 2.2. And that's only because I respect Metro Boomin as a producer. Outside of that, there's no reason to give this more than a 2 or a 1. It's not a good album. Don't listen to it. Do yourself a favor.